Here we see footage of German soldiers walking the streets looking for Jews. Every day in the town square, the town citizens would line up for inspection. German officers would inspect the town to make sure there were no Jews. It was very important that there were no Jews and that all of the Jews were put into furnaces. Therefore, all Jews were taken to camps, and those camps had furnaces where billions and billions of Jews were burned. Here we see a German officer inspecting his soldiers and the townspeople to make sure that nobody is crypto. If he sees any cryptos, he pulls them out and sends them to the camps, where they're put in furnaces, burned into soap. Oh, look, here comes the Führer. He's here to inspect the camps and also make sure that all of the Jews have been turned into soap. He's there to inspect the town soap. As you can see, the people of the town are so maniacal that they're happy to see the most evil man ought to ever live. Wow, fuck. The Führer asked to inspect their hands. Everywhere the Führer goes, he asks people to see their hands so that he can tell if they're a Jew. The entire city is there to show the Führer their hands so that they can prove that they're not a Jew. The Führer is so bloodthirsty that the entire army follows him around every day just to make sure that if he finds someone who has Jewish hands, that they are promptly taken to the camps and turned into soap or lampshades. The Führer is such an evil man, so maniacally bloodthirsty, that he makes the army carry one flag for every Jew that they have sent to the camps that day. That's almost 6 million Jews every day. Look at all these flags. Wow, I can't even believe it. Wow, this is really, really based. That's a lot of Jews. The Führer is so insane that they make soap out of the burned Jews, which the Germans are required to use every day to wash their hands. That's the other reason that everyone must always show the Führer their hands. It's absolutely disgusting, and I can't even believe that. Here we see a satanic Nazi festival in which the Führer has commanded that every woman have 10 babies every year. You can see how physically drained the men and women of Germany are, absolutely driven insane with their blood and lust. The shared group delusional psychosis suffered by the German people is what allows something like this to happen. Look at all of these gentlemen dressed in fine hats, holding their hands up and then hiding them. It's an insane world in which no one would want to live. Wow. They even have a ball pit set up where they can kill Jews. Young men and children even take turns gassing Jews and throwing them into furnaces where they could be turned into soap. Here we see them testing a child for Jewish DNA. It's absolutely a Holocaust of mythical proportions. Some Jews were made to dance until they literally died. Some were forced to dress up like Germans and celebrate festivities that weren't Jewish until they died. It's really very brutal when you think about it. How could an entire country of people all become evil and bloodthirsty against all Jews all at once for absolutely no reason whatsoever? Wow, this is unreal and unbelievable. Reich Germany was the most evil place ever known to man. It was like hell on earth. Look at the clean streets, the clean buildings, the magnificent architecture everywhere in the monumental style of the Romans, and all of the clean, well-dressed, and well-shaped white people everywhere. How disgusting, how evil, what an evil place. It's so good that we bombed it off of the earth. Isn't it, guys? Isn't it good that we're not speaking German? Wow. In this footage, we see the Führer inspecting the horses, making sure that there are no Jewish horses among the Reich stables. Jewish horses would be sent to the camps and turned into glue to glue together the packages for the soap. Disgusting. A fine Italian soap manufacturer from Italy has come to visit. He's very impressed with the soap and the operation that the insane Hitler has put together. So evil. Researchers have since determined that the Italian soap baron actually became one of the world's most evil men as well. Maybe even the world's second most evil man, behind Hitler, who taught him how to become evil and how to make soap from Jews. Amazing, it looks like the new Jew skin drumheads are finally complete, and now the marching band can now beat Jews all the way down the street. As you can see, they are playing drums made from Jew skin that wasn't fit for lampshades. Wow. Incredible. Here comes the Führer, beating and raping every French person after sacking Paris. He took Paris quite easily. He's so evil and corrupt. As you can see, they burned the entire city to the ground. Here you see a massive fire hosing operation to put out the fires that Hitler had set to the French capital. They barely saved Paris. And all Hitler could do was march around and make everybody show their hands. No one's going to believe this even happened. The Führer had many spies among his personal guard, and to this end, no German citizen or soldier knew who was a spy and who wasn't. Therefore, every German had to show each other their hands every time they saw each other. This caused them to slowly become insane with rage, a pure, blind rage they began to hate, and they certainly began to hate the hands of the Jews, which were tiny, little bitty hands, little weak hands, little goblin hands, they thought. All across Europe, there were signs and tells of how ancient civilizations had come and gone because they mixed with brown people. Hitler didn't like brown people. How would the Germans advance? How would they progress? How could they possibly build a civilization without brown people in their civilization, at least as slaves? Who could possibly want to live in such an abominable civilization? It would be utterly chaotic. There would be nothing but despotism everywhere. Nazism, fascism everywhere. No freedom. No freedom to twerk. No freedom for mumble rap. No freedom for smoking crack. By God, what kind of hell would that be? Certainly nobody would want to live there, and it would be absolutely disgusting. And certainly nobody would want to live in a place like that. And who, in their right mind, could possibly live underneath a tyrannical ruler, an insane madman, an absolute despotic beast, such as the Führer, without being under the complete and total control of propaganda and Nazi mind control? Wow, it's crazy to even think about that, but you have to imagine it, because you weren't even there, and the people who were there said that, and there's nobody to say otherwise. Understand? The Führer is coming. Everyone is driven insane in an insane rage because of the anticipation, because of the fear that strikes at the heart of every German when the Führer comes to check your hands. Show your hands, please. You must always show your hands to the Führer. These children were in the gravest danger of all, because if their hands look even a little bit Jewish, they would be made into lampshades. Children have the softest skin, which makes them the best lampshades. Wow, that's utterly unbelievable, and I can't imagine how anyone would even come up with something like that. That's purely demonic, and it's hard to even imagine. Wow. After a long morning of hand inspections, it's very important that the Führer get to check the countryside for Jews. He will spend a good part of his morning staring into the distance to see if he can find any Jews. If anyone sees any Jews, they are immediately picked up and put on a train and taken to the camp, where they made Jews into soaps. All Jews spotted by the Führer will be bombed immediately and then picked up and put on special airplanes and flown directly to the camps, skipping the trains altogether. This was reserved for only the biggest Jews. The Italian soap baron is very, very impressed with the entire operation. He will then later work together with Adolf Hitler, the most insane, crazy madman to ever exist, in a gigantic soap cooperation deal, which could threaten our democracy forever, and all of Europe's vast Jewish child trafficking and pornography empire. Wow. I can totally believe that. Of course, that's all a bunch of crazy talk, and nobody would ever find any evidence of that anywhere, ever, would they? There certainly would never be any evidence of that clearly on record or in any courts that was sealed, by any chance. Huh. No way. Certainly the crazy and insane, bloodthirsty German people and German government wouldn't have any files on hand that had any dirt at all about any Jews or any Jewish agents across Germany or the rest of Europe. Certainly, the Reich government had absolutely no reason at all to target Jews, and it certainly is a good thing that we completely pulverized every square inch of that town into dust so that absolutely no such evidence could ever be found, nor would it ever be admitted by any of the Russian communists that were actually Jews that actually took control of Germany. Here we see another disgusting and demonic satanic ritual in which the German people embrace their own ancient pagan traditions and not the new and modern Judeo-Christianity, which is wholly benevolent and only cares about saving the world from white people. Wow, that's insane, isn't it? Doesn't that sound fantastic and incredible? Imagine the kind of sheer hell it would create if white people found out that someone had discovered their evil plan to take over the world and stop them by implementing communism all the way around the world over the last 2,000 years. What kind of absolutely twisted and demonic man could possibly conceive of saving his own race when threatened with genocide by Jewish communists who were pretending to be Russian Bolsheviks, who actually controlled all of Europe except for Germany and the USA, even in 1945, when the white population was 33% of the world versus today's 7%. Hitler, who was worried about white genocide, must have been insane to think that the white population could be on the decline and that the Jews could be involved in a conspiracy to remove the white race from the planet. Because that's totally insane and would never happen. It would totally require the entire government of any country to be under the control of Jews. And that certainly isn't the case in any situation for 100 years after Hitler would be killed or defeated in Germany. Certainly no global financial interest with no loyalty to any one country would have any interest in loaning money to both sides of a war or supporting all of the different countries that were involved in the war, dropping the maximum amount of munitions, spending the maximum amount of money to build up a war industry that only they controlled. Surely a group of people in such a position would not have any interest at all in removing the only race of people with any history of defeating them repeatedly in the past for thousands of years. Surely that could never happen, right? One final hand inspection for the day, and everybody is off to go home for the evening. They'll return to their homes people will go and they will read the instructions on how to put Jews in furnaces. Should anyone run across any Jews in the meantime, until the Führer comes back tomorrow for his daily inspection and the entire German army comes back with him. The townsfolk remain whipped up into a violent, rage-filled frenzy, and they hang out at the local radio station waiting for any Jews to walk by. Wow, that's hard to even believe. Just kidding. One troop is back for a surprise inspection. They want to make sure that no Jews have snuck in out since they left. They've brought with them a leg of ham, of which they've made a soup. Now, Jews don't eat ham, so everyone will be forced to eat a bowl of ham soup to prove that they're not a Jew. Look at the insane pleasure with which the cook hands out the soup. Any Jews who eat the soup will go to hell. So, Jews that don't want to go to hell will not eat the soup. They'll be put on the trains and sent to camps, where they're to be turned into soap. Wow. You wouldn't even have believed it if you hadn't seen it with your own eyes. But now you have. How could this even have possibly happened at all? Once all of the soup Jews have been loaded onto the trains, the soldiers must go back to their magical gun pyramids that they built out of rifles. The famous, or rather infamous, Nazi pyramid built out of guns. Is there anything more violent and disgusting than that? These horrific monsters of men who would go to all lengths to rid their town of all problems to them, who would find what they perceive to be criminals and degenerates and load them all up onto trains and send them away. Men who would do something like this are absolutely evil. And it's a good thing that there are very few such men left in the world, or the world would be a very bad place, especially for white people. At the train station, the German officer keeps a close eye on every passenger to make sure that there are no Jews getting off the train. All Jews are to get on the train to be taken to the camp, to be made into soap. The softest Jews will be turned into lampshades for the lamps of the Nazi officers. Who could even imagine such a horrible and terrible thing? Even if it was not true, it would be very difficult for somebody to conceive of something so brutal and evil and disgusting. It would take a disgusting mind to even think of something like that. Wow. The Führer, driven by absolute madness and despotism, often stoked competition between his highest officers on who could make the most soap or send the most soap Jews to camps. Essentially, the officers competed with each other. They hated each other, and they fought each other to see who could send the most Jews to camps. The Führer, who was suffering from sheer madness and lunacy and insane murderous hate, would take the officer that didn't send the most Jews to the camps aboard his personal plane, where he would be taken up to 88,000 feet and dropped with no parachute to teach him a lesson and teach a lesson to all the other officers. Don't be the one who sends the least Jews to the camps. After dispatching his weakest officer, the Führer goes back to town to complete the daily hand inspections of everyone in town. As you can see, some who were injured are unable to raise their hands to show the Führer that they don't have Jew hands, are checked personally by the Führer to make sure that they don't have Jew hands. If they have Jew hands, they are put onto a train immediately and sent to camps to be turned into soap in the furnace. The absolute insanity and schizophrenic rage that the Germans had been driven into by the constant hand inspections had made them so murderous, so bloodthirsty, that they would literally become the most evil men in history. Here you can see the insane Germans, having totally lost their minds, lining up to brag to the Führer about how many Jews they had found that day and sent to the camps to be turned into soaps. Isn't that something amazing to believe? Isn't that almost incredible? Isn't that almost unbelievable? Before the Führer leaves for an aerial inspection to make sure that there are no Jews on the countryside. He will fly over Germany looking for Jews. But all officers who accompany him on the flight must prove that they are not Jews one more time by eating more ham soup. Ham soup, every German, to this day, when you say the word ham soup or hand inspection, they will not even believe that you even said that. That's unbelievable, and I can't even imagine any officer doing something like that just out of sheer inefficiency and stupidity. It doesn't even make any fucking sense whatsoever. And that's why they were absolutely insane with hate. Amazing. Wow, I can't even believe it. He's flying all the way back to France one more time, to Paris, to make sure that there are no Jews in central Paris. He's going to go and patrol Paris one more time before the day's over and check everyone to make sure that there are no Jews. If there are any Jews, they'll be put on a train and sent to camps where inhumane things will happen to them, things that have never happened to anyone else in history, things that wouldn't possibly happen in any fucking timeline ever, except one contained the most evil person, that most evil man to ever exist, absolute pure evil. Wow. Amazing. When he was satisfied, when his insane anger and pure demonic bloodlust was finally filled, when enough Jews had been sent to the soap camps, and when he had patrolled and harassed and threatened enough of the French people to make sure that there were no Jews, when he had visually inspected the Eiffel Tower to make sure that there were no Jews hiding in it or on it or outside of it, he finally gave Paris back to France. The Führer was a tyrannical ruler, the pure tyranny coursing through his Aryan veins caused him to be on constant obsessed warpath. He never took a break. He was never stop. He would conquer everything unless he was destroyed. He immediately went back to his home country, where he was celebrated as an absolute hero for sacking Paris. And upon arrival, he demanded that every man, woman, and child in Berlin show him their hands. Look at how terrified the people are of their tyrannical, demonic, insane ruler. Look. Look at the pure fear they're experiencing that he may find that they have Jew hands. Can you even believe that they lived in such a horrible and terrible hellish place that this man could make them all tremble in fear as they are right here as you see them? It's inhuman, and I've never seen anything so horrible. It's almost as though that's not even really the case, and what's happening before your eyes is something completely different, isn't it? Once again, we have the absolutely disgusting privilege to see the Italian soap baron return to Germany to make a deal with Hitler. He will trade 600 million soap Jews for Paris, France. But before they can even have that conversation, before he can even approach the Führer, he needs to go through a rigorous testing process to make sure that he's still not a Jew. And that includes sitting down and having a hearty lunch of ham soup, which no Jew could possibly even tolerate at all whatsoever. Jews are specifically forbidden by their God to fuck with ham. And so no Jew would, or they would burn in hell forever. And so, by eating the ham, the soap-bearing can prove that he is no Jew. And then he would be an honorable person to deal with in such a tremendous soap deal. Now that the deal is done, they can both return to their respective nations and govern like true madmen, like true insane madmen who only want death and destruction for all Jews and only want their race to perpetuate into the future. And this is why, when Germany was toppled in 1945, they found no more soap. All of the soap had been sold to the Italian soap baron from Italy. Isn't that unbelievable? Wow, that answers so many questions. Here once again, we see the Führer in an absolute insane rage. Wow. He seems to be in some sort of hysterical tirade. He is teaching his officers how to spot Jewish hands. The Führer is obsessed with hands. Upon making every officer show him their hands, he gives them a dissertation on what exactly makes Jewish hands Jewish and what makes Jewish hands so dangerous. And so that the Jews that they're attached to must be put on the trains and sent to camps and turned into soap in the furnace. His violent schizophrenic rage echoes throughout the chamber. He is literally mortified every officer in the room. No one can even believe what he said about Jews and Jewish hands. But instead of living in pure fear, they decide they will act like anyone who is under a constant threat of death and terror, and they will be extremely happy and supportive of their Führer. Come here, little girl, and show the Führer your hands. The Führer loved children. You can tell how terrified the children were of him at all times. Children can absolutely sense evil, and as you can tell here, these children are completely, totally terrified of this man. He's absolutely insane with rage and hate for Jews. Here we see him sizing up these two German children for lampshades, but these are not Jews. And thus they will not be made into lampshades, but instead they are sent into the house to wash their hands with Jew soap. The Führer awaits his car. He has much official business to tend to today. Plus, he has yet to search the countryside for Jews. The townspeople are busy celebrating another satanic pagan festival. They have no idea what is in store for them that day. They will be literally shocked, and they will not even believe what happens. For what seems like a beautiful day for satanic festivals could literally turn into their worst nightmares at the sight of a single Jew. For lurking around every corner are Jews at the ready to despoil the Germans of their riches, of their ill-gotten gains. In the far north, crazed German soldiers train on how to traverse difficult terrain. They're learning how to chase Jews into tunnels like rats, like little goblin rats that steal money from people. In the south, the crazed German soldiers are riding bicycles, bicycles which have never been stolen. Not a single bicycle was ever stolen in Nazi Germany. I wonder why that is. A Jew has been spotted. Immediately, the army mobilizes to neutralize the Jew and put him on a train and send him to the soap camps. There cannot be any loose soap Jews running around the countryside. This cannot stand, and this must be stopped at all costs. Wow, it looks like they got him. That's fantastic. Great job by the Führer for spotting that Jew on the countryside from his lofty perch above Germany. Here we see young German officers being trained in how to hate Jews and how to patrol the streets looking for Jews so that they can be rounded up and sent to the camps. These young children are subjected to horrific, horrific things in order to make them cold and calculating killers, absolute murderers of Jews. Look at the crazed look in this child's eye. Wow, I can't even believe it. Show the Führer your hands, young man. That's right. That's how you do it. Good job. The new Jew skin drums are sounding fantastic, and the new marching band is beating Jews all the way down the street. It looks like there will be another citywide hand inspection today. can never be too careful, especially after spotting a wild soap Jew on the countryside. The soap Jew is placed upon the train with some other cryptos that were found in town and shipped off to the camps. Goodbye, Jew. We'll see you never. See you when we wash our hands. The German youth have become so brainwashed and so bloodthirsty that they train. They hold competitions in training to see who can simulate killing the most Jews. The young Germans who do the best at athletics will be the most prolific Jew killers, and they will become officers in the German army. They will become Reich officers, and they will have lamps made from Jews, maybe even from Jews that they themselves have killed. I can't even imagine the possibility of that being a reality at all. Even the young German females are trained in spear use and flag waving. Absolutely horrific. Even this young troop of German females have sent at least 30 Jews to the camps today. Wow. Insane. How can that even possibly happen? How can an entire country of people, an entire nation of people, become so violent, so bloodthirsty, and so driven by insane rage that they could celebrate and even hold competitions in killing Jews in simulation? That's unbelievable. And I don't think that anyone would ever do anything like that under normal circumstances. This must absolutely be the most insane people who ever existed. Amazing. In the north of Germany, the ski patrols are searching the mountains for Jews. It's very tricky territory up there and very difficult, very dangerous. It's a good thing that these people are insane. In the south, patrols for Jews are increased. Soldiers march the streets looking for Jews and putting them on trains to send them to camps so that they can be made into soap in the soap furnace. Here we see a very rare sight. We see three blacks in Germany. Watch out for those bicycles, huh, folks? These are exotic blacks, and they'll be under a close watch by the town guard. Wow. As a show of force, the entire town assembles a small army where they demonstrate where they hang blacks in Germany. They hang them on this pole, and then they dance around the hanged blacks. They haven't done this in a while, but they're ready. They're ready to do this at any moment if any of these blacks get uppity at all. As you can see in the footage here, the average German and the average Aryan was absolutely beautiful. They were beautiful people, some of the finest and purest white DNA in existence at the time. Truly a root race, but unfortunately and sadly, absolutely evil, purely brainwashed and obsessed with hate. Isn't it a good thing that we removed most of these pure genetics from the world? Isn't it great that we have since erased most of these people and admixed them with brown people so that their DNA is now diluted? Isn't it fantastic how the pure white Aryan DNA of these Germans is lost forever? Wow, that's amazing. Thanks, Jews. Of course, all of these people will be required to eat the requisite bowl of ham soup before returning to town for the big hand inspection. There goes another load of soap Jews on the train. Goodbye, soap Jews. Your Talmudic Judeo-Christian God can't help you now, can it, Jews? See you at the furnace. And here comes the maniacal demonic Führer. Show him your hands once again. Show your hands. Please, please show your hands that you may not have Jew hands and be put on the train to the camps and made into soap in the furnace. The city is abuzz with demonic hate and rage everywhere you look. Despotism, Nazism, fascism, everywhere that you look, everything is terrible and horrible. I can't imagine anyone wanting to live in a place like this. It's unbelievable and unthinkable, and none of this makes any sense whatsoever. Wow, amazing. Reich Germany was a cruel and barbaric place under the Führer. As you can see, despite the fact that there were many modern conveniences such as automobiles, Most of the soldiers were forced to fight in medieval armor and with horses and with spears. Most of the band played juice skin drums along with metal horns. Here's a young child with a halberd. That's an amazing wow. The ancient army marches down the streets of Berlin. Well, look, there's a pagan goddess. I can't even believe that. Did you see the size of the horns on those oxen? Wow. Were those oxen? Were those oxen? Is oxen German? Wow. Amazing. Here come delegates from an enemy tribe to make peace with the Fuhrer. They are scared of his might. And they should be. They shouldn't even be trying to front. Because the Fuhrer will have them tasting hands for real, no cap. Amazing. Wow, look at how beautiful the Aryan women were. Isn't it great that we bombed them all off the earth? Weren't these people destroyed by Jews? Or so-called Russians? Wow. Amazing. And wow, what the f*** is that? Do you see that very wide, short man with an impossibly sized neck? Wow, what the f*** even is that? Oh, my stars. Wow, what the hell is that super tall thing? Well, truly, the Reich was involved in occult mysticism and off-world experimentation. There's Herr Goering checking out all of the females. Of course, fat bastard he was. Here they are hitting on some girls. As the Fuhrer commands, they must all have 10 babies every year. Wow. So cruel. Look how stoked the fat Goering is that he's going to sleep with a young German girl. Wow. Amazing. There's her pimp showing him a photo of her. He thinks that he's paid too much. He would like a better deal. Wow. Was he Jewish? Wow. Amazing. Here they are mixing up drugs. The Germans actually gave methamphetamine to their soldiers. Did you know that? Here they are making wrappers for soap. Wow, the latest shipment of horse glue is coming indoors. You better get back and unload the truck, eh? Thank you, Sigmund, for chopping out all of those little rabbits. Wow. I can't believe so many drugs. Look at them wrapping the drugs, putting them in there, in the box. These men have come to test them. In Germany, they allowed free drugs. Amazing. The Reich was the number one importer of drugs during the war, and everyone knows it, especially Jews. It wasn't Jews at all. It was the Reich. You can see here they're taking boatloads of drugs to other countries, and they're also importing soap Jews. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Here you can see soap Jews on their way to the camps. They're on the boat. They're getting ready to go. They're all going to camps to be turned into soap in the soap furnace. All of these Jews will be soap soon, and soon they will all belong to the Italian soap baron. The Fuhrer was so evil that he had traded all of the soap Jews that he could get his hands on for weaponry and for gold and for methamphetamine. The Fuhrer demanded methamphetamine. He marched the army into every town looking for meth. He had given the meth to all of the soldiers and had a great and hearty supply for himself. Wow, amazing. Look here. They're threatening to beat the townspeople. They've already found 4 soap Jews. Everyone must line up. Show your hands. Everyone. The army is coming. Everyone must show their hands. It's time for the hand inspection. Wow, here goes a basket. A basket full of Jews. Jew soap. Wow. Amazing. German officers were often so completely and totally jacked on methamphetamine, on Pervitin, they called it Pervitin, that they would often have to pull over. They would often have to stop and pull over and check the car. They were constantly tweaking. They would check all the nuts and bolts, make sure that everything was tight every 2 or 3 miles. Wow, amazing. Can you even believe that at all? Wow. These men are so jacked that they've completely built farm implements out of sticks. And they're using that. They're clearing the fields so that enemy cannot hide in the grass. Not in Germany, no sir. No way that's going to happen ever. Amazing. You can see here they're piling up hay. to be turned into some sort of soap product. Perhaps it will be used to feed hungry Jews. You can see here they are salting the earth behind them so that once they've harvested, nobody can harvest. Wow, amazing. How terrible and horrible and violent. What a terrible people. Look. Look at how evil, taking the last of the crops and piling up stones. Here they are piling up stones to be used in the catapults. The medieval army had catapults and horses and armor. Wow, amazing. The only thing that could interrupt a work day in Germany of stacking up rocks for the catapults was a pagan festival. As the soap Jews and the bales of hay for feed were sent to camps, Nazis would have pagan festivals at the end of every day before the hand inspection to herald the coming of the Führer. Wow, amazing. Look at how evil, how terrible. How horrifying is this? Look at these terrible symbols. How evil. It's almost as though it is not even what you're looking at, isn't it? Isn't it almost as though that what you've been told this is and what it seems to be is not all what we've all agreed that it is? Isn't that amazing? Wow. Look at how evil. This dog, absolutely in fear. Look at how horrified this dog is. Wow, if he even moves, the Führer will turn him into some sort of doggy glue. It's hard to even look at, isn't it, folks? Isn't it hard to even look at these things and think, wow, of how evil these people were? It's so evil, it doesn't even make sense, does it, folks? It's almost as though what we've been told is almost completely different than what we can see. Isn't that strange? Isn't that a crazy thing to think? Wow, isn't that crazy? Wow. Amazing. Look at how everyone was constantly in fear at all times. Here they're discussing another escape. Hopefully, Hitler's slave will be able to escape again so that she can once again talk to animals. She remembers the good old days where she fed animals and squirrels. Amazing. But the Führer has captured her in his palace, took her on airplane, and took her to a dungeon in his palace on the mountain where he looks for Jews on the countryside every day. Here she is, running for her life. She's trying to get away. She's trying to film it. As you can see, she's got a camera. She's convinced a man to help take her to the police station. Wow. Wow. Amazing. It looks like she just got absolutely checked and wrecked, in that now the Führer has lost respect for her. She's going to have to return to the Führer on his plane. She talks to the dog. She tries to give the dog a message. The dog just rolls around. The dog has automatically been terminated. The Führer was so evil that he could remote terminate dogs. Wow. Can you even believe that at all? That seems unbelievable. The Germans were constantly drinking. They were very abusive. They would get together before the hand inspection and drink so that they could abuse the German people. Wow. The city of Berlin was an absolute mess at all times. There was nothing but fascism, Nazism. Wasn't it scary? Wasn't it big and scary, folks? Aren't you glad that this is all gone now? Isn't it wonderful that people bombed all of that away? Wow, amazing. Doesn't he look absolutely consumed with hate? He doesn't look concerned at all, does he, folks? Wow. Doesn't it really make you think, folks? Doesn't it really just blow your mind? Isn't it insane to think about how this group of people, how this one nation of people could be so evil, so violent, and so bloodthirsty, how they could all become utterly genocidal against the Jews for no reason at all, as though for absolutely no reason one man caused every person in Germany to become as evil and as demonic and as bloodthirsty as possible against one race of people, so evil that they will stand in line 2 to 3 times a day while the Führer brings the army through for a hand inspection. Wow, isn't that unbelievable? Isn't it as though that's not even possible at all? Amazing. in such a beautiful place can such an evil thing exist? Is that even possible? Can this man be so evil? Can he be so mean and bloodthirsty that all of the beauty in Germany and all of the people could be utterly corrupted and become utterly and totally violently genocidal? Can't you see the rage? Can you see the pure hate and the pure fear that they lived in at all times? Didn't they create an ugly, horrible, and terrible looking sight? No multiculturalism, no foreigners, just white Germanic people. Isn't that horrifying? Can you imagine the sheer hell that that would be? Isn't it great that the most beneficent people in the world were kind enough to bomb and blow all of this into tiny little pieces of rubble, the size of some tiny little Jewish hands, reducing the entire city down to little bitty rocks that barely even fit in those little bitty tiny little Jewish hands? Wow. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what we're all seeing here? Do you even believe this? I can't even believe this is even happening the way that I've been told. Wow. Amazing. It's almost as though it's unreal. It's almost as though it can't even be believed. It's impossible. Wow. Amazing. After once again giving a strong dissertation on Jewish hands and why Jewish hands are so dangerous to the Reich, the Fuhrer took a tour of the local museum. They toured and looked at exhibits of all of the art that they had stolen during the war. It's unbelievable how much art the Germans stole. Once the Fuhrer was satisfied that there were no Jews hiding in the museum, he is ready to go on his daily hand inspection. Fuhrer will show everyone his hands if they show him their hands. Please show your hands, please, everyone. Everyone, please line up and show the Fuhrer that you do not have Jew hands, lest you would be put on a train and taken to the camps where you'd be made into soap. Wow. German mothers scurry to collect their children from playgrounds in total fear. Wow. Unbelievable. It's hard to believe that all of these young men and young women were so totally blinded with rage and hate that they would march in support of the Fuhrer. Look at how many Jews they had found that day. That's at least a dozen Jews. Wow, amazing. How would these Jews ever stand a chance against all of these army soldiers patrolling the streets every day? Wow, look, there's at least 1,000 troops that have patrolled this same spot. Here comes the band. Amazing. Don't those drums sound fantastic, folks? Absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be a Jew in Berlin, that's for sure. Even local townsfolk stop and check all of the shops to make sure there are no Jews. They have warrants to arrest any Jew that they run across, and they have directions on exactly how long to put those Jews into furnaces to turn them into soap. Wow, amazing. Can you believe how happy she is, folks, to cook some Jews? Wow, there's a 10-year-old girl with 2 babies already. She's got to have 10 this year, or she's going to be in trouble. The train is ready to pull off to the camps while the German people pull together the ingredients to make another batch of ham soup. Wow, amazing. Every German loves ham soup. Well, they have to love ham soup. That's what tells the Germans from the Jews. Any Jews that try to get away will be caught, and of course will be put on the trains, because Jews cannot fuck with ham. Well, here's a family of Jews trying to escape. They're trying to escape in a wagon. It looks like they're going to try to hide out inside the windmill. While patrols are increased, they just barely missed that patrol. Wow, be quiet. Don't let them see you. Don't let them hear you. These Jews are going to try to escape by boat in the river. Good luck with that, Jews. As you can see, they are quickly spotted by Germans. Here come German horse soldiers trying to get them. Wow, I don't think those horses will be able to make that. But don't you worry, the German Navy is on patrol. Here she is. She's going to catch all of those Jews and throw them in the furnace. She's got her orders, as you can see. Amazing. It looks for a moment as though the Jews have gotten away. It's very hard to spot them. Jews blend in. With their tiny hands, they blend into the countryside. We'll find them, though. Don't worry, Jews. You won't be getting away this time. Amazing. It's a tragic juxtaposition, folks, that while these Germans look so sophisticated and so advanced for their time, that they were all literally insane with rage and hate, just like the Führer, who is enjoying a blood sport between dogs. He's dogfighting with German shepherd puppies. Wow. How dare we? We barely survived with our film crew. Here goes the Führer. He is obsessed with children. As you can see, this children is absolutely scared. This German cartographer studies a map of where Jews have been located. By golly, they must be put into furnaces. And so, in every town, the edicts and dictates of the German government are posted. As you can see here, these are all plotting to betray one another. They're each going to report that they've sent more Jews to the camps than all the other officers that day. Only one officer will be the weakest officer, and he will be dropped from the plane. But in the meantime, they must show their hands. This German officer needs to show his hands to all of the other officers. He's very short, and he could be a Jew, so it's very important to check those hands. Here comes the cavalry. Amazing. The cavalry is coming in from the front. I don't see any flags. It doesn't look like they found any Jews, but they are returning with the spoils of war. It looks like they've stolen history from other countries. Wow. Amazing. These young German men, absolutely bloodthirsty, searching the countryside for Jews, going house to house, walking every street to make sure that absolutely no Jews are in Germany. If they find any Jews, they will load them onto these trucks and send them to the camps to be turned into soap in the furnace. Wow. All the towns are updated with a new survey. With the new Jew survey, these are all towns where Jews have been spotted. Amazing. This German soldier is so excited that you'll find Jews that he wants to know where have they been spotted. He's going to go and find them. That's true dedication. Wow. What amazing men these German soldiers were. Although they were completely and terribly bloodthirsty, they were determined by all means, by any means necessary, to get every Jew out of Germany. Amazing. While the army is having another hand inspection, the Jews that got away on the countryside have been spotted. They've sent in a battleship. Wow, amazing. They've found the Jews and they've taken them out. It looks like they got them, folks. Wow, amazing. It only took about 200 shots with the battleship. As you can see here, the crafty German soldiers would hide behind friendly tanks to make it look like it was just one friendly tank. Perhaps that tank was just running around, putting some strategic fire in some key positions. Little did they know that there were dozens and dozens of German troops behind the tanks. Amazing. Here we can see the Führer. He's looking for Jews on the countryside. He does this every day, folks. From his high perch above Germany, he greets fellow dignitaries, diplomats, and he makes them help him look for Jews in the woods. No Jews seen today. Isn't that something, folks? Isn't that hard to even believe? He employed every possible resource to help find Jews. He would have his highest generals and their secretaries come up to the perch and help him spot Jews. He liked to talk with them about the things that he would do to Jews, the things he would like to do to Jews. Well, you can only imagine how evil and how cold and calculating his mind was as he searched for Jews. No Jews today. Wow, how disappointing. Don't worry, we'll make up some spottings. These women will find some Jews. Lord knows women find everything wrong, don't they? Amazing. After he has inspected all of the hands of all of the visiting parties, when he's convinced, when he's comfortable that none of the people attending are Jews, he puts an order in to the chef for some ham soup. Please go make us a fine batch of ham soup. We would all love to have some. Isn't that fantastic? And then they will dine on a wonderful dinner of ham soup while they all look for Jews and read the new directions on how to turn Jews into soap in the soap furnace. The Führer always working always looking for more Jews? Is that a Jew over there? Wow. Maybe it is. Is it one? Can you tell? Can you see him there, Carl? Is it a Jew? No, I guess not. Well, thanks for helping out. Let's check those hands one more time there, guy, before you get out of here. Okay, goodbye. Go away. I understand. You're not a Jew. Don't worry. You can see the fear on their faces. They were so worried that as soon as they turned their backs, the Fuhrer would have them shot for being Jews. These women all lined up for a photograph so that they can prove that they were without any Jews with the Fuhrer. Wow, that looks like a Jew right there, number three. Wow. She's not going to make it, folks. She's not going to survive the ham soup test. Wow, you can see how scared they are. You can see the fear in her eyes. She's totally screwed, folks. There's the slave girl that the Fuhrer captured earlier. There are the guards that keep her there. As you can tell, they're all very, very insane and maniacal. They're all bloodthirsty. And after a long day of looking for Jews, they're waiting for their bowl of ham soup while the Fuhrer goes to say thank you to the little kid and to check her hands. Wow. Show the Fuhrer your hands there, little girl. Amazing. Can you even believe this? It's almost unbelievable, isn't it, folks? Look at how scared the little girl is that the Fuhrer may have some ice cream or some candy that she can have. She doesn't even want it. She just wants to escape, folks. He's telling her that if she can find one Jew, she can have an ice cream. Suddenly, she's very enthused. Here comes a white rabbit. Wow, who can even imagine a white rabbit in Germany? It looks like the slave girl has managed to save a white rabbit from the German forest. Wow, white rabbit, isn't that crazy? What are the odds of that even happening? Amazing. As you can tell by her inherent Aryan ability to talk animals, that she's now asking this rabbit if this rabbit has seen any Jews. It turns out the rabbit has not seen any Jews on the countryside, so she is satisfied with that, and now the slave girl is also obsessed with catching Jews. Amazing. Here the Fuhrer has given this little girl some Jew soap and tells her to go inside the house and wash her hands. But before she can go and wash her hands with Jew soap, she is required to deliver yet one more soap Jew to the Fuhrer. The Fuhrer accepts the package with great anticipation, and upon inspection, they can both agree that she has found one soap Jew, and therefore she will get her first medal, her first National Socialist medal for Jew spotting. It's hard to believe that all of these people were constantly tasked with the hateful idea that there could be a Jew around every corner, that there is Jews hiding behind every blade of grass, every tree, and thus they always had to entertain the Fuhrer in his insane and maniacal fantasies that they had found Jews, or that they were finding Jews. As you can tell by looking at his face, while he is purely filled with rage and he is so hateful and demonic, he doesn't at all look concerned. It doesn't at all appear for even one second that he might be thinking, wow, I can't believe this is even happening to me and my people. I can't believe that I am charged with saving my race from certain destruction. No, of course, that's not what he's thinking. He's thinking, wow, if I can only find one Jew, then I could teach all of these people a lesson. He's thinking about what he would do if he found a Jew, and he's always bragging about what he does to Jews. All the people are scared to death of him. They all say whatever it takes. They're constantly having their hands checked. They eat any kind of soup that is put in front of them. By golly, if you ask any German to this day if they would like a bowl of soup, they will not even hesitate, and they will say yes, and they will just eat the soup no matter what's in it, because they have been trained to eat the soup no matter what. No Jew would eat soup with ham in it, but Germans will eat ham soup immediately and without question. And it's all because of this one insane man. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that unthinkable? Who can even imagine something like that? Amazing. In radical Nazi Germany, every day was a day for finding Jews. Everyone knows the Nazis loved to expel Jews and to send Jews to camps where Jews could be made into soap in the furnace. The Fuhrer was insanely maniacal. He spent all of his time fantasizing, talking to his officers about what he would do if he were to find some Jews, constantly looking for Jews. It was strange. One officer noted that it was strange talking to the Fuhrer because he was always looking over your shoulder into the distance at the horizon, searching for Jews. Unfortunately, thus far that day, no Jews had been found. He had the planes on standby. The train was sitting at the station. Despite all of those things, no matter how hard they looked for Jews, they did not see any Jews. It is as though the Jews had all been expelled. But he knew that that was not true, and we all knew that it wasn't true. There's always some cryptos. There's always more Jews. Show your hands, please. Everyone would show the Fuhrer their hands, and then after a bowl of ham soup, the Fuhrer was a little bit dejected. And so, when asked what would make the Fuhrer happy, when the Fuhrer had given up on his insane quest to find another Jew on the countryside, the Fuhrer demanded another pagan festival. The town was to have another pagan festival despite the shortages, despite the cut-off supply lines from the war, despite the fact that things were very difficult to come by and that the daily bread was hard enough to manage for the German people. The Fuhrer demanded another pagan festival in his honor. He was going to have a pagan festival no matter what. And so he gave the orders, and another pagan festival was to be had by the townspeople, and that would be the end of it. And thus the people were to prepare. All of the officers looked at each other in pure fear and arranged another pagan festival. That night, all of the townspeople in Berlin were to bring torches. The Fuhrer attended with all of his closest officers, and they made a fire swastika. It was amazing. Wow. All of the officers were then given their normal dissertation on the importance of Jewish hands. All hands had to be inspected. If a person had small and tiny little Jewish hands, then there was most likely a Jew attached to them, and those Jews were required to make Jew soap. After all the officers were given the normal dissertation, the Fuhrer decided that it was time for him to move along. He had other hand inspections to make, as you know. The Fuhrer never stopped. The Fuhrer was always, always on to the next thing. He was always moving on. He had a really nice car, a very sweet ride for that time. As you can see, everybody was envious of the Fuhrer's car. The Fuhrer's car was obviously the best car. Even the Fuhrer's closest generals wanted that car. Wow. He wouldn't even fit in that car. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Here comes the Fuhrer. Everyone show your hands. Please, everyone show your hands. The Fuhrer doesn't have time. Once he's cleared that the driver doesn't have Jewish hands, they're off to the next town where they're going to meet the entire German army for another hand inspection. Wow, amazing. They get some good footage on the way back. They're not even worried about hitting anybody. As you can see, this guy didn't even have a drone or a GoPro. They go back to the Fuhrer's perch above Germany, where he interrogates more diplomats, tells them about the things he would like to do to Jews. These diplomats are obviously very, very nervous, very, very fearful. At any time, they could be executed. Oh my God, what the fuck is that? Is that that thing from earlier? Is that the really wide thing with the impossibly wide neck? Wow, amazing. The Fuhrer was not afraid to show his hands at all, ever. Over 600 billion soap Jews were sent to the camps in Germany for the three soap furnaces to turn into soap. There were so many Jews that were turned into soap that nobody even knows how many Jews there even were. 600 billion soap Jews is a low estimate given the number of Jews in Europe at the time. As you can see, all of the people were scared to death of being found to have Jew hands. Thus, they'd become just one more flag in the parade. Hundreds of billions of soap Jews turned into soap. Wow. The Germans were one of the first people to discover how to use radio and radio waves to harm Jews. Here we can see another inspection, another town patrol. It looks like at least 600 soap Jews have been found today. Can you even believe that even happened? The Fuhrer shows them all that he is no Jew, and thus they are renewed in their confidence and faith in him. Him who has made every single German go absolutely insane with rage from hand inspections. From town to town he would go. Show your hands, please. Please. If you would be so kind as to please show the Fuhrer your hands that he may inspect them. After a long day of hand inspections, the Fuhrer retires to the officer's quarters where he has to sign laws and warrants for Jews. As you can see, he is constantly looking for Jews. Wow. The army patrols everywhere that the Fuhrer is and stays. No Jews can be anywhere near the Fuhrer. The Fuhrer absolutely hated Jews so much that he would drive from town to town just to avoid any Jews that might be following him. There are always cryptos. Amazing. Show your hands. Everyone, please, show the Fuhrer your hands that you are not a Jew. You wouldn't want to be a Jew anywhere near the Fuhrer at all. If he found that your hands were Jewish at all, it was over for you. You were going to go right onto the train and right straight to the camp and into the soap furnace where you would be turned into soap. Look how scared everybody was of him. Wow. Amazing. You have never seen so many hands in one place, and look how everyone was shrieking in fear, literally all of the officers, all of the people, everywhere. Absolutely frightened to death that he might find Jewish hands. Even the Fuhrer's dog could spot Jewish hands. And this man here was one of the best Jewish hand spotters in Germany. They would spend all of their time away from hand inspections looking for Jews. Wow. Amazing. People would come from all over. And he would even go to other countries to look for Jews, countries that he had conquered. Wow. No Jews on that tower. And on he would go, flying from place to place, driving, flying. The army constantly planning where his next inspections would be. Wow. Isn't that unbelievable? Look how evil all of these people were. All of these people obsessed with Jewish hands. For years, all they talked about were Jewish hands. It's no wonder they were all insane with rage. It is utterly unthinkable and unfathomable how a society in which Jews are not allowed to rape kids can become completely evil and totally, totally genocidal against those same Jews when those Jews aren't allowed to practice usury and to rape children in tunnels under the sea. Wow. Amazing. The sheer terror and horror that the German people and the Jews of Germany had to live through and had to absorb were absolutely unbelievable and couldn't possibly have even happened in some cases at all if it weren't for the sheer evil and the sheer bloodlust and hatred, just the pure crystallized hate that the German people and the Fuhrer had for Jews. It's unbelievable that any country would expel Jews over 109 times for raping children in tunnels and for taking advantage of their host countries and for practicing usury and banking theft by inflating economies with fake cash and inflating the currency and then withdrawing the gold and then the blood from the babies of every country that they've been in Wow, amazing. Don't they believe in religious freedom at all? Don't these countries purport to be kind and brotherly countries and friendly countries? Don't they love Jews and illegal immigration and all of the terrible and horrible things that Jews do to their host countries? Why couldn't the Germans just accept those things like the rest of the world did after tens of millions of white Christians were murdered so that Jews could do those things as well? Isn't that unthinkable? Wouldn't that be insane if it actually were true? Wow, amazing. Wow, it's hard to even think about that. Fantastic.